Okay, Democrat Tom Wolf will be Pennsylvania's new governor. So what changes for the state's public schools?
I mean, right now, starting today, nothing's different.
Susan Gabreski is executive director of Education Voters PA. After pushing for a Tom Wolf victory for months, she says now the real work begins.
As long as people understand that we took a great leap forward, but we're not there, we can continue to send a message to the legislature, and I think they're going to have to listen.
Republicans already controlled both houses of the Pennsylvania legislature, and they picked up 3 seats in the state Senate and at least 8 in the House. Sharon Ward of the Pennsylvania Budget and Policy Center, a left-leaning think tank, says that doesn't bode well for a Wolf education agenda.
The new legislature, the new configuration of the legislature, will make it harder for some policies, but I don't think there is any question that the electorate sent a message that they want to see more education funding and they think it's time for a severance tax.
Ward is referring to Wolf's proposed 5% drilling tax on natural gas. Wolf believes it will generate $1 billion in its first year, the largest chunk of which he wants to use to increase funding for K-12 education. Wolf is on the record saying the tax should be easy to advance. Republican lawmakers, though, doubt the tax will actually generate anything close to Wolf's numbers. They also aren't ready to rubber stamp it.
Applying a severance tax is not as simple as saying, all right, boom, it's 5%, end of story.
Eric Arneson is spokesman for Senate Majority Leader Dominic Pileggi, a Delaware County Republican.
There are a lot of details that go into exactly where, when, and how a tax like that is administered or levied.
Hanging over every conversation about increased spending is this fact. Pennsylvania is likely to face a $2 billion budget shortfall next year, in large part because last year's budget relied on a large chunk of one-time, non-recurring funds. Again, Eric Arneson.
Those have to be addressed first. They can be addressed one of two ways, of course, as every budget issue can be, either by allocating the funds to pay for them or by cutting back the cost somehow.
Translation, Wolf won't be able to increase education spending unless he first finds a way to make up for the $2 billion deficit. To Donna Cooper, Executive Director of Public Citizens for Children and Youth, it would be foolish to think Wolf can patch holes in the budget and raise education spending fueled only by a drilling tax.
So the wiser course of action for the legislature and for the governor is to, in year one, proceed with a personal income tax increase.
Cooper admits the latter will be very difficult to advance through the increasingly conservative legislature, but thinks it's possible if Democrats compromise on key parts of the Republican agenda, which could mean pension reform or privatizing the state's liquor stores. There are a few things that Wolf will be able to influence immediately. He'll get to appoint 3 members to the state commission currently working to create an education funding formula, one that aims to distribute statewide school resources in a predictable, more equitable way. He'll also be able to tackle some of the charter school funding issues he talked about through his campaign by shaking up policies within the State Department of Education and urging the Attorney General to more vigorously investigate malfeasance. But even if Wolf gets some of these things done and succeeds in winning more dollars for classroom spending, many say the long-term health of all districts, Philadelphia especially, will only improve with increased accountability measures. Jonathan Sattell is executive director of the school reform group, PennCAN.
More revenue alone isn't going to begin to solve Philadelphia's long-term fiscal and academic problems.
These problems officially become Wolf's on Inauguration Day, January 20th. For WHYY News, I'm Kevin McCory.